Okay, here we go. Beginning the seventh parak of Maseches Sota. Here we go. Elu Nemarin B'chol Lashon. So the beginning of the seventh parak deals with the question of what there are many times in halach. Oh, wait, I'm supposed to declare the... Here we go. The weekly share from Maseches Sota is sponsored by David and Paula Baumzer and OMO Construction. Building Futures. The breakfast is sponsored by Begelman, Shlili Nishmas, Fega Bas Chaim, Shimon Ben Zev, Zev Ben David, Sarah Bas Shalom, Chaim Ben Yoshua, Edel Bas Moshe Yosef. Okay, so we find ourselves in the beginning of the seventh parak of Maseches Sota. And in a number of different contexts in the Torah and in various mitzvos, we are told that there are certain things that must be, certain texts that must be recited, or must be shared, or must be articulated, expressed. So the question is the goal to convey a certain sentiment, a certain idea, or is there a more formal expectation of just the recitation of this text? And if the goal is the recitation of the text, then how much flexibility do we have in what language the text is shared? So that's the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah deals with. Elu Nemrin, and obviously Sota is going to feature prominently in this discussion because there are things that are said, there are things that are written. Elu Nemrin b'chol lashon, says the Mishnah, these are the things that could be said in any language. In any language. We're on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Elu Nemrin b'chol lashon, Parsha Sota. So the first is Parsha Sota. So Rashi says right away, Masha Kohen Omer Lo. Right? We're not talking about the text that's written in the on the paper. We're not talking about the Lashon HaShvua that she makes, but we're talking about the things that are said that could be said in any language. Now, the Rishonim already discussed, it has to be said in a language that you understand. It has to be said in a language that you know what it means. That's the goal here. Not that you could say it in Chinese, but the goal is that you could say it in another language. Avidui Meiser. So one of the halachos is, we know in the third year, you bring your Meiser to Yerushalayim. The Psukim in Dvarim tell us that what do we say? We say, Bi'arti HaKodesh Min Abayis, that we've taken out all of the different Kodesh, sanctified fruits from our home. And that Vidui, that Vidui is literally translated as a confession. There's a little bit of a discussion why Vidui Meiser is referred to as a confession. It's not really a confession that you did anything wrong. If anything, it's a confession that you did everything right. B'yarti HaKodesh Min Abayis, right? So there are a number of answers to that question. One of the answers to that question is that the assessment itself is the Vidui. The Vidui doesn't mean confession. It means self-evaluation. And it's just in the context of tshuva that reveals certain gaps, and therefore, ashamnu, baganu, gazalnu. But vidui itself refers more to a bikur, to an assessment. And so this is an assessment. I think it's the Rav who points out that vidui can also refer to good things. When we say that you have... What?
Rav Kook says that.
Yeah.
Right.
So Rav Soloveitchik talks about the fact that vidui can refer to not just admitting the bad, but also admitting the good. And Rav Kook has a similar idea. And I don't remember if it was Rav Kook or one of his students even composed a positive vidui for Yontif. You know, that not Ashamnu Baganu Gazalnu, also Ashamnu Baganu Gazalnu, but also Ahavnu, Ratznu, you know, Lamadnu, you know, like that, all the good things we do. So anyway, Vidui Meiser.
Vidui Meiser could also be 1040.
Vidui Meiser could be, exactly, 1040. Kriya Shema. Believe it or not, Kriya Shema could be said in any language. La halacha, we paskin that lecharchilo, we definitely say Kriya Shema in Hebrew. But me'ikra din. V'tfila and tfila, v'birchas amazon, and birchas amazon also could be said in theory in any language. Birchas amazon could also be said in theory in any language. Good. And what else? Ushvuas Aedus. What's a Shvuas Aedus? Shvuas Aedus is I walk up to Mitch and I say, Mitch, where are you going? I say, Mitch. You know what? I say, Mitch, I want you to come to Besdin and testify that I'm a good guy. And Mitch says, I have no such testimony. I don't know at all that you're a good guy. In fact, you pick on me all the time during Shurim for 20 years already. So I say, well, I think you have this testimony. I think you have this Eidus. So you have to either have to come to Beis Din or you have to make a Shvua, to make a Shvua that you don't know the Eidus, right? That's Shvua Eidus. That could be done in any language. With Shvua Sapikadon, or I say, Erez, you have my iPhone. Well, not my iPhone, right? And he says, I don't have it, or whatever, I gave you a pikadon. So you have to make a shvua that you don't have it. All right, if you're not going to do it, you're chayv in a carbon. So those are the things that are said in any language. And then we have a group of things that are said in Lashon HaKodesh. Mikra Bikurim. Mikra Bikurim is when you come to the Beis HaMikdash to give your Bikurim. You say Arami Oved Avi Vayered Mitzrayma Vayagar Sham Bimsei Me'at. That's what we interpret in the context of the Haggadah, and it's basically you retell the whole story of Jewish history. And here now I come to give you my first fruits. So that has to be done in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh. Chalitza, right? There's a whole process of things that are said, a whole conversation back and forth. You know, you don't want to do it. You don't want to marry him and the Chalutz Anal and all of that. That also has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Brachos v'klalos, the procedure when Klal Yisrael passed over the Yarden and entered into Eretz Yisrael, and half of them were on our Grizim, half of them were on our Eval, and the brachos were said, b'chol ha'am, and everyone answered Amen. That all had to happen in Lashon HaKodesh. Birchas Kohanim has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. You cannot do Birchas Kohanim in any other language. Ubirchas Kohen Gadol, and the bracha that the Kohen Gadol gives on Yom Kippur after the Kriyas HaTorah, that has to be in Hebrew. Uparshas HaMelech, and the Hakel has to be in Hebrew, when every 7 years the Melech reads the Sefer Torah, the Sefer Devarim. Uparshas Egla Arufa, if a body is found in between two cities, we're not sure who it belongs to, and there's a whole procedure of Egla Arufa, and there's a Kainim have to say, that we didn't take care of people properly, and that's why this is happening. U'meshuach melchama b'shash medaber ela'am. And when the Kohen Meshuach Melchama, the Kohen responsible for war, has to speak to the nation, and he says, Shema Yisrael, atem krevim ayom, ki Hashem elokeichem, and he speaks to the nation that we're going to go to war, that has to be done in Hebrew, and that's the list. Okay. Now the Mishnah tries to assess, where is this all from? So Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. We start picking on Mikra Bikurim. How do you know that Mikra Bikurim has to be in Lashon HaKodesh? Mikra Bikurim was in our Lashon HaKodesh. I guess the Mishnah starts with Pashtos. You know, things can be said in a language that people understand. Who cares? It has to be Lashon HaKodesh. So why Mikra Bikurim? So it says, the Pasuk says, V'anisa v'amarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Right? The Pasuk says by Bikurim, Ve'anisa ve'amarta, and you will answer, or you will declare, and you will say, what do you have to say? Aram edo ve'yovi v'yeri mitzrayma. So, ulahalan hu omer, and so that's the dinner, that's by Mikra Bikurim. Ulahalan hu omer, and that's already in Dvarim Chavav. In Dvarim Chavzayin, later on, it says, Ve'anu aleviim ve'omru, the kol ish Yisrael, kol ram, right? That in the context of the brachos and klolos, that the Leviim would make these declarations, and we know that that has to be in Hebrew. We'll get to why. Ve'anu, it says the word ve'anu, it says the word ve'anisa. So just like malahalon b'loshan hakodesh, just like the brachos v'klolos have to be done b'loshan hakodesh, avkan b'loshan hakodesh. So too, mikra bikurim, which is also ve'anisa, has to be done B'loshen HaKodesh. Chalitza, Ketzad, how do you know Chalitza? Because it says also, V'onsa, V'amra, right? Ulahala, it says V'onsa, V'amra. It says the Yivamto will come a love, L'eni Hazakenim, V'choltzel Nalo Ma'raglo, you'll take the shoe from the foot, she spits before him, V'onsa, V'amra. Kacha Yaseh La'ish Asher Lo Yivne Beis Achiv. This is what should be done to the man who doesn't build the house of his brother. So ulahalanu omer v'anu halevim. So malahalan b'lashon hakodesh, just like brachos v'klalos have to be done b'lashon hakodesh. Afkan so to chalitza b'lashon hakodesh. Rabbi Yehuda has a different source for how you know that chalitza has to be done by Lashon HaKodesh. And that is, it says, v'ansa v'amra kacha. It says, v'ansa v'amra kacha. Now, that word kacha is really part of what she says. It's not part of the instructions that describe how she says it. But you can make a drasha, and the drasha, you move the comma. V'ansa v'amra kacha. It says, and she declares, and she says, like this, kacha, like this. So, ad she ta'amra b'loshan hazeh. It has to be done exactly like this. And how is exactly like this? Has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. So, brachos v'klolos keitzad. So, how are the brachos and klolos done? So, we know this is from Sefer Devarim. This happened after they came into Eretz Yisrael. Kevan she'avar Yisrael es ha'yardain. The Jewish people cross over the Yardain. Uvo el hara grizim v'al har aival. And at, right after they cross over the Yardain, right, they come into Eretz Yisrael, and they come in facing Hara Grizim and Hara Eval. These are two mountains. Shebi Shomron, they're in the border of the Shomron. Shebitzad Shechem, and they're near Shechem. Shebi Eitzel Elone More, Elone More. They're right near Elone More. Shenemar Halohema Be'ever Ayardin, as the Pasuk says, Halohema Be'ever Ayardin is a Pasuk in Devarim. The Pesukim in Devarim describe what to do. The Pesukim in Yehoshua describe as they do it. So it says, Halohema be'ever ha'yardein acharei, and when here, when it says Eber ha'yardein, it means Eretz Yisrael, because they're standing outside Eretz Yisrael. Acharei derech mevo ha'shemesh be'eretz ha'knani ha'yoshei ba'arava mu'al gilgol eitzel elonei mamre. So it says that this is going to happen near Elonei More. Elonei More. Ulahalanu Omer vayavar Avram be'eretz ad makom shchem ad Elon Moreh. And it also says that Avram traveled to Elon Moreh, and that is right near Shchem. Ma Elon Moreh Amar la Elon Shchem, just like the Elon Moreh by Avraham was near Shchem. Af Elon Moreh Amar kan Shchem. So too the Elon Moreh that is here is also in Shchem, near Shchem. So you can go to this place today, not easily. Mm-hmm. This is in Area B, right? Area that, which is the, really not the best place to go. Area A, you're not allowed to go, unless you're not Jewish, right? Because, you know, they're very open-minded. So Area A, you're not allowed to go. Area A, you're not allowed to go. But Area B, you're allowed to go, but it's dangerous. So you have to go with someone who knows what they're doing. What?
There's a bus from
Jerusalem
twice a day.
Yeah, so you can go. Yeah, but you have to go in with someone who knows what they're doing. And you could go to this area. Now, you don't go into Shechem unless you have army escort, but the area outside Shechem where Hara Grizim is, you can go. And we went there. We went there to see because Hara Grizim becomes the Harabayis of the Shomronim, right? Of the Samaritans. And there are still a few Samaritans that are practicing there. And we went to visit them. I'm not sure why, with the tour guide. And he brought us to see all the different Samaritan things they do. And we met their Kohen Gadol, Abdullah Cohen is his name. And he's the Kohen Gadol of the Samaritans. And there's this guy, Yefet, who also is in charge of what they're doing. And we sat with Yefet, and we hocked with Yefet. And then... he told us all about the Samaritans and their halachas and what they do. And then after a while, I noticed right behind Yefet were like pictures on a thing. And there's him and Yasser Arafat with each other. So then we left Yefet, that was the end. But you can go see these places.
They're not Jewish.
They're not halachically Jewish. They think they're Jewish. They're absolutely not halachically Jewish. By now, they're intermarried many times over because no one would marry them. So they brought in Ukrainians, I think, and... They married them, but they converted them. But they converted them to be Shomronim. There are similarities. There are similarities. You know who's a big expert on these guys? What's his name? Stephen Fine from YU, who did all the research on Arch of Titus and the Menorah. His latest book and his latest work is on the Samaritans. He did a big exhibit on them. And he's a big bucky in them. Very interesting guy. So Shisha Shvatim Olulu Rosh Hara Grizim. So how did this work? Six Shvatim went to the top of Hara Grizim, or the slope of Hara Grizim. Shisha Shvatim Olulu Rosh Hara Eval. And some went to the Hara Eval. The Kohanim, the Levim, the Aaron, Omdim Lamata. The Kohanim And the Levim, really the elders, the Kohanim and the Levim, because they're one of the Shvatim that are up on one of the mountains, are in the middle, in the bottom, be'emtza, Kohanim makifin es ha'aron, the Kohanim surround the Aron, va'levim es ha'kohanim, and the Levim surround the Kohanim, v'chay Yisrael mikan u'mikan, and the entire Jewish people is on different sides, sh'nevar v'chay Yisrael v'zakein v'shot v'shoftov, onim mizeh u'mizeh la'aron, they're all on different sides, on the different mountains, and what happens? Havchu pneim klapei har grizim. They turn their heads towards har grizim. Upaschu bibracha, and they begin the brachas. Baruch ha'ish asher lo yasel pesel maseicha. Blessed be the person who doesn't do avodah zara. Ve'elu, and everybody on both mountains onin amen. Everybody says amen. Havchu pneim al arevel. Then they turn to arevel. Upaschu biklala, and they say a klala. Araish asher yasel pesel maseicha. Cursed be a person who makes avodah zara. Elu ve'elu onim amen. So they both answer amen. Ad shegomrim brachos v'klalos, until they finish all the brachos and klalos. Ve'achar kach hebiu es avonim ubonu es amizbeach. Then they brought stones and they built a mizbeach. V'sado ubasid, and they covered it in like plaster. V'kosvu olav es kol divrei haTorah b'shivim lashon. And then they wrote the entire Torah in 70 languages. There's a machlokas in the Rishonim. Did they write the 613 mitzvos? Did they write really the whole Torah in 70 languages? Al derech hanes, that's the Ramban. Shenemar be'er heitev, because it says you have to relate to the Torah be'er heitev with really good explanation, and that means that you need all this translation. V'nolu es avonim, and then they took the stones. Uvo v'lanu b'mikoman, and then they went ahead and they slept in that place. Okay, that's the end of the Mishnah. Parsha Sota Minolan Anamid Beis. Where do we know that Parsha Sota has to be done, or Parsha Sota can be done in Bechol Lashon, in any language? Dechsiv, because it says the Amar HaKohen LeIsha. It says that the Kohen says to the woman, right? V'yishpia HaKohen Es HaIsha B'Shvua Asa Allah V'Amar HaKohen LeIsha Yitein Hashem Asa La'Allah. So, Bechol Lashon Shu Omer. So, when you make it dependent on Amira, right, Ranama Beis, then it's any language that you could say. So, Tanu Rabbanan, so says the Rabbanan, Mashmian Osa Bechol Lashon Shi Shomas. And we have a Raya, we have this Braisa that says he can tell her, again, the swear, the oath, and the paper that gets dissolved, all that has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. But the warning to the woman of what's happening here, that can be done in any language that she understands. So the Lashon, B'chol Lashon Shu Shomas, so then the Braisa says, this is a proof, but it gives us a little more detail about the Sota. And that is, not we tell her in any language she understands, and we also tell her, Amahi Shosa, why she's drinking, Uvamahi Sota Shosa, and with what she will drink, ama nitmeis ubamehi nitmeis, right? And then we clarify, ama nitmeis, how did she end up coming to this situation? It doesn't happen in a vacuum that a woman is nichshal. How did she end up in this situation? And ama he shows, and ama nitmeis ubamehi nitmeis, right? And the halachos of this mayim me'orim. So says the Gemara, why are you drinking? Because you had a situation where you were warned and there was yichud. What are you drinking out of? This earthenware vessel that we learned about earlier in Masechta. Right? And how did we get to this point? We got to this point because you had a very lax attitude in your social dynamics, right? Uvamayin nitmeis bishogeg o bemezid baones o beratzon, and then we try to also tell her the halachos of the fact that you should know this water is only going to work if it was a certain context. If it was baones, it's not going to work, right? Bishogeg, it's not going to work. So why do we give her this information? Because if for some reason the water does nothing, we don't want people to think or her to think or her to tell people that this whole thing's a sham. So she has to know these are the conditions that it's not going to work. This is what leads up to the Mayim Amarim. Okay. Vidui Meiser. So then you understand also why this can be said in a language she understands, right? Because the clarification is very, very important. Vidui Meiser. What about the Vidui Meiser? Minalon dechsiv v'amarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Right? The pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Devarim, v'amarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha, you say before Hashem, b'yarti ha-kodesh mi'abayis, v'cham nesativ l'levi l'ger l'yosam v'la'amona. I did everything right. I got all rid of this kodesh from my home. Kechol mitzvosecha asher tzivisani lo avarti mitzvosecha v'lo shachachti. I did everything you asked. I didn't forget anything. Okay? So, v'amarti lifnei Hashem Elokecha b'yarti ha-kodesh mi'abayis. V'yalif amira misota. So we learn Amira from the Sota. That just like the Sota, Bechol Lashon Shu Omer. So, so too here, it could be Bechol Lashon Shu Omer. So, Amar Le Rav Zvid La Abaye. Well, hold on. This word Amira appears in another context as well. Where does it appear? Velelef Amiras Milevim. It appears by the case of the Levim by the Brachos and Klolos. And the Brachos and Klolos required Lashon HaKodesh. So why are you extrapolating the parallel from Meiser, Vidui Meiser, to extrapolate from Sota, because it says Omar, Omar, who says you don't extrapolate from the case of Brachos V'Klolos, where it also says Omar. So, Mala halam b'loshen HaKodesh, avkam b'loshen HaKodesh. So the Gemara says, no. Donin Amira Gredasa, me'amira Gredasa. V'ein donin Amira Gredasa, me'anina v'amira. It's more likely that the parallel that is appropriate is the one where the word Amira is used exclusively. And that is used, and that is employed in the context of my Vidui Meiser, and in the context of the case of Sota. By the Brachos V'Klolos, it says V'Anisa V'Amarta. So there's more of an emphasis on the nature of the Amira. It has to be declarative, and therefore, it's likely that that's where the Torah is emphasizing. It has to be B'Loshon HaKodesh. But Vidui Meiser, where it just says, you could say it. So there, that would be more likely parallel to Sota, where it also says, you could just say it, and it could be said in another language. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Hashir ban Yerchai Omer, Adam Omer Shvacho B'Kol Namuch B'Gnuso B'Kol Ram. So he says, we learn from Vidui Meiser and from Bikurim, that a person says their shvachim, a person says their praise. Where does the person say their praise? A person says their praise b'kol namuch, and their genus b'kol ram. A person says their praise in a more muted voice, and their challenges and their deficits, their genus b'kol ram, in a more large voice, right? Shvacho b'kol namuch min vidui ha-meiser. How do we know that? Because the shvacho of kol namuch, the praise being said in a softer voice, that comes from vidui meiser, right? How does that come from vidui meiser? Because vidui meiser is a praise. Hashem, I did it all right. I didn't do anything wrong. Everything's amazing. Everything's tremendous. And by vidui meiser, we have amira. We have, you know, you say it. So genuso b'kol ram mimikra bikurim. Right? And we learn genuso b'kol ram, that you say things that are deficits in a larger voice, in a louder voice. We learn that from Bikurim. And we learn that from Bikurim because it's ve'anisa ve'amarta, right? Bikurim is already more strong. So v'genuso b'kol ram, are you telling me that when somebody has a deficit to share, when somebody has a problem with themselves to share, they should share it very publicly? Is that true? Right? By Meiser, we say it very publicly. Arami Oed Avi was terrible, and we were oppressed. We went to Mitzrayim, and Lavan tricked us, and terrible. So, is that true? That's a paradigm that we follow in all cases, in all scenarios? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Mishum Bar Yochai, Mibnei Ma Tiknu Tfilo Bilachash. Why do we have the primary tefillah that we say, we just said it, Shmona Esrei, we say it quietly, right? Kedei shelo levayesh es ovrei avera. Because what are some of the things we say in Shmona Esrei? We account for taking responsibility for things we've done wrong. That shouldn't be something that everybody's screaming out loud. You want to scream things out loud? Scream the Hallelujahs, you know? Shamnu Baganu, yeah, that's also the sung. So that's also, right? But here, by Shemona Esrei, we have it in, it's Belachash. So that seems to contradict this. So Shamnu Baganu seems a little more to support this. So how do you understand that? Sharei lo chilek hakos of makom. I'm sorry, and what's the raya that we do this? What's the raya? Sharei lo chilek hakos of makom ben chatas leola. People come to the Beis HaMikdash for different reasons. Sometimes someone comes to the Beis HaMikdash, they're bringing a carbon ola. Carbon ola is a carbon you bring, you're a tzaddik. You're going to just offer a carbon to Hashem. You're not going to take anything from it. Sometimes you come to the Beis HaMikdash because you sinned. You're a chote. You bring a chatos. So you would think, chotim sit over here. Chotim do their carbon chatos over here.
Rightly.
Ola do the chatos over here. Ola do their carbonos over here. So the halacha is, we don't do that. We don't make separate areas for the two different types of carbonos, right? Why? Because we don't want everybody to see, oh, there's Glasser. He has to bring a chatos. He must have, messed it up again, right? And there's Mitch. He's bringing a carbonola. He's a tzaddik, right? So we don't want to embarrass. So therefore, Mitch and Glasser go up at the same time. Each one's got their own carbon. I'm bringing a chatos. He's bringing an ola. But okay, we save my embarrassment. Just like the Torah set that precedent that we save my embarrassment when we bring karbonos, so too tefillah, which is connected karbonos tiknum, according to one opinion in brachos, tefillah, which is like a karbon, also should be said quietly so no one knows. If Mitch is, trumpeting his big accomplishments at Shmona Esrei, and Glasser is like, I know, I did it again, right? You know, then, and this way no one knows. So if that's the case, that the halacha is we say Shmona Esrei quietly because we bring the karbonos in the same place so that no one knows who's doing what. So then why is it that we say the vidoy, or why is it that we say the bikurim, the vidoy for bikurim, the mikra bikurim, sorry, why is it we say mikra bikurim out loud when it's something negative? What does the Gemara mean? So the Gemara says, lo tema genuso elo tema tsa'aro. No. It means, it's not saying that you say things bad about yourself out loud, but rather a person should share their tsar, things that they're going through that are difficult out loud, right? The Gemara says that when someone is struggling with something, yasichena la'acher, you should share the therapeutic value of sharing it with somebody else, group therapy, or just stam, not holding it inside. Kiditanya, as we learned in a braisa, tame yikra, that what do you call it? By the matzora that you declare him tame, people know, and the reason is tsarach lo dio tsaro l'rabim. A person should share the tsar they're going through with the rabim. The rabim mevakshim olav rachamim, and the reason is so that the rabim could ask rachamim on their behalf. This Gemara is a struggle sometimes, right? Because on one hand, so the Gemara seems to say that if someone's going through something difficult, they should share it with the community. Why? So the community could daven. What's the sensitivity that sometimes we encounter? Sometimes the community doesn't only daven.
Right.
Let's assume the community davens. The community also gets involved, and they support and they do chesed. Beautiful. And sometimes they also come forward with all sorts of advice and guidance and well-meaning support, and they want information, and that's very hard for people that are going through a major tsar. Sometimes when people are going through a major tsar, they actually want their space. They actually want their, very often people will call me up, so-and-so's in the hospital, did you visit them yet? And I'd be like, they're in the hospital for like a stomach ailment that they're not, believe me, they're not interested in their rabbi walking in right now. Like it's not, it's not every time someone wants. I would tell you this story that Rabbi Shai Schechter told me that his father was in the hospital for Shabbos and he was with him for Shabbos, and he was feeling a little better, I guess. So Rabbi Schechter said to his son, "Oh, we're in the hospital, so let's do Bikur Cholim." So he's like, "Let's get up and let's go into the rooms." And his son Shai is like, Tati, I don't know if people really want Rav Schechter walking into the room out of nowhere, like it's not, you know, you stand up, you know, like as he's sitting there in the gown and the, you know. I remember once we had the occasion to be in a hospital and our Rebbe in Rosh Hashiva, great Gon, great Tzaddik, came to visit. And as soon as I knew it was an elevator, I turned to Ruth and I'm like, I'm wearing a polo shirt. And she's like, I think it's okay. You know, like, I don't think he's going to judge you. I think you're going to be okay. Right? So, you know, so there's a tension sometimes. Yeah.
And the Mitzvah kind of deviates or moves away from what I was originally thinking. And that was, when you talk about a Chatat versus the Bikurim, is one is personal, the other one is communal. When you say right. Miovid. But then, and the Mitzvah is kind of a unique position.
It's both.
Because it's what, exactly.
It's both. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, the Bala, so anyway, so this is still the advice of the Gemara. We try as much as we can to get the information out in a way that people, that's the line that we try to deal with. We try to get the information out in a way, people come to me a lot on this because this is something you have to, we've had to navigate in our life. Try to get the information out in a way that doesn't compromise the privacy of the family, but also evokes the response you're looking for. Because if the situation is dire, and people know that, people will prioritize davening more. If people are just told, oh, there's a new chayla on the chaylam list, it's so-and-so ben so-and-so, so people are like, okay, well, give them a mishaberach. But if people know, God forbid, somebody's parent, child, sibling, themselves are in the hospital, then people will prioritize the davening. So it's a balance, but it's important to understand that part of that balance is figuring out the balance, not just standing back and saying, okay, so, you know, all privacy all the time. You're missing out on something. You're missing out on the tefillah. The chomi she'iru b'odavar tzarech l'odiyah l'ramim v'ramim v'akshav alav rachamim. Yeah, you have a question?
No, obviously that's what we just learned in the beginning of the Sfichas Chavra, in the Bikur Cholim. It was just that.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I'm saying is to really understand and how to convey the message.
Exactly, exactly. Because part of the reason you do Bikur Cholim.
Required reaction from the community.
Right, right, right. Exactly, exactly. And that gets into the reasons for Bikur Cholim. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Meshum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. There are two reasons for Bikur Cholim. One is to figure out what the person needs, and the other is tefillah. And that's why the postmen are very strong. If you go to be Mevaker Chola and you don't daven for the Chola, then you're not getting the. It's not a social call. This is to make them feel better, to make them feel seen, to make them feel connected. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Meshum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Mipnei ma tiknu tefillah belacha shelo levayish es obrei avera. So we're quoting this din. We have tefillah belachash, tefillah quietly, so we don't embarrass the obrei avera. Shari lo chalakos of makom ben chatas la'ola. Because we don't have different spaces for the chatas and ola. And the Gemara challenges that proof, right? Why? The low, you don't have any exposure. Va'ika damim. What do you mean? The dam of a chatas, which we say every morning in the Perek of Mishnayis that Matis learns before Shacharis. So, right, we say every morning, Hazen Mekoman, right, the Dam Chatos.
I'm very thankful for that.
Matis has this in mind. That's what I understand, right? So we say very openly that Dam Chatos Lemala v'Dam Ola Lemata. The Dam is sprinkled on different areas of the Mizbeach. So what do you mean nobody knows? Everybody knows it's a chatos. It's clear. Your dam is on the different area of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, yeah, but over there, Hasam Kohen Udi Yoda. Over there, it's only the Kohen that knows. It's only the Kohen that knows. So first of all, you see the fact that so somebody does know. Somebody does know, which itself is interesting, right? There is something to kind of being revealing about your thoughts and opening up about them with someone, so that there is some sense of real accountability and a little bit of so somebody does know that this isn't an ola.
You would think that Cohen would be trained to be sensitive to it.
For sure, and for sure he's sensitive to it. But still, it's like a shtickle confessional. You know what I mean? Like it's yeah, yeah, yeah. I've gotten that calls, Rabbi. I did this. Okay. You want Rabbi Tshuva? No. I should get it off my chest, you know, like, okay, fascinating, I'll write it down. Right, V'aika. So the Gemara says, V'aika chatas nekeva ola zachar. Well, hold on. You know, there's a little bit of a gender issue, because we know that an ola has to be a zachar. A chatas is a nekeva, and an ola is a zachar. So if a chatas is in a cave on an ola is a zachar, so anybody who watches you bring the animal knows whether you're bringing it for a chatas or an ola. So the Gemara says, no, hasa michsa ba'alya. So the Gemara says the tail of the animal covers the area of the animal, and you can't tell. Don't be such an inspector. You can't tell from the back if this is a chatas, if this is an ola. So the Gemara says, teinach kivsa. That's only true if you're bringing a keves, but se'ir, if you're bringing a se'ir, ma'ikal le'meimar, what are you going to say? Because the se'ir has a smaller tail, so you can't necessarily block it. So if you're bringing a se'ir, so the Gemara says, this is a great
horns,
answer.
No?
What?
He has also horns, no?
I think both can have, no?
I think only the male.
Only the male?
Yeah.
I don't know. So hasam iu dekab michsif nafshe, the boyle le'asuri kivsos. So the Gemara says, well, like that's only happening because you chose to bring it in this form of an animal. Bring the other animal, and then you won't have this problem. The Gemara says, like, basically, it's like tough luck in Aramaic. Like, what are you like? What's wrong with you? The Kamaisi Seira. So the Gemara says, so the Baile Lasuya Kesav, the Kamaisi Seira. You could have brought a Keves. You brought a Seir. So now people know that you're bringing a chatos because you brought a seer. So the Gemara said, because you brought a female, you brought a seer that's a female, and you can tell. So the Gemara says, chatos tavodas kochavim, the lo sagi de lav seira ma'ikal meimar. So what about the chatos of an ove kochavim? There's a certain chatos where you have to bring the seer. So the Gemara says, this is also great. Hasam nichsaf enezel kihech de nichparle. You know what? If you're doing Avodah Zarah already, you could be a little embarrassed. it'll be a kapara. It's like six lines written by, it's almost like in the Beis Medrash that day, like the Rebbe had enough. You know what I mean? What if Shimon flew in on a kite and then he landed with a parachute and then, you know, the Rebbe's like, you know what? We're done with the, you know? It's like fascinating. Okay, Kriya Shema. Minolon, how do we know that Kriya Shema can be said in any language? So Dechsev, it says, Shema Yisrael. Hear, O Israel. Bechol Lashon. Says you just have to hear. Shata Shomea. Now, by the way, the assumption is obviously you understand what you're saying, and there's a big chiddush in the Bir Halacha, that also the people around you by Kriya Shema have to understand what you're saying. In other words, let's say I don't want to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. I want to say it in English, but I'm in France, and no one understands English. So you can't say Shema Yisrael in English, Bechol Lashon, in front of French people that only know French, even though you know English, because it has to be received. Part of the Avodah of Shema is Shema, right? Everybody has to, and if no one understands what you're saying, then you can't, it's a big chiddush in the Bir Halach. So Bechol Lashon Shata Shomea, Tana Rabbanan, so says the Rabbanan, Kriya Shema Kichsava. It says Kriya Shema as it's written, Direi Rabbi, B'chachamim Amrim B'chol Lashon. The Chachamim, which follows our Mishnah, says you could do it in any Lashon. My time of the Rabbi, what's the reason, Rabbi? Amar Kra V'Hayu, B'Havi Asan, Yehu. It has to be in the way that it is. V'Hayu, and these Devarim, these words. So it has to be like these, it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. V'Rabbanan Amar Kra Shema B'chol Lashon Shata Shomea. The Rabbanan say, yeah, but it says Shema B'chol Lashon Shata Shomea. So what do they do with Vahayu? So he says, they need that for a different drasha. Shalo yikrena l'mafreya, that you can't read Kriya Shema out of order. The Rebbe, shalo yikrena l'mafreya minale. Well, Rebbe used Vahayu to figure out that it has to be B'loshan HaKodesh. So what is he, how does he know that it can't be read out of order? Navkalei midvarim hadvarim. Because it says the word, it didn't have to say dvarim, it says hadvarim, and that tells you, These words in the way they are written, in the order they are written. Rabbanan dvarim hadvarim lo mashmalu. The Rabbanan don't interpret dvarim hadvarim. The Rebbe Nami Yoksiv Shema. What does Rebbe do with Shema? Bechol Lashon HaTashameya. That he says you have to do it in Lashon HaKodesh. Ha'umi ba'ilei lashmiya la'oznecha. Shema tells you, you have to be able to hear what you're saying. You can't say Shema. You have to hear what you're saying. So, Mashata Motsu Mipicha. The Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan used Shema to teach you B'chol Lashon HaTashameya. So, what do they hold about hearing what you're saying? Rabbanon Sabri law commander Omer Akoris Shmavlo Shmila Ozno Yatza. The Rabbanon hold that that you can go ahead and say Shema, and even if you don't hear what you're saying, that you are Yotze. Lema Kasava Rabbi say that Rabbi old Kola Torah Bichol Lashon Nemra. That Rebbe holds the fact that he needs a pasuk to tell you that Kriya Shema Davka is Beloshen HaKodesh means that Kriya Satorah in general, reading the Torah in general, could be in any language. Right? Because if Davka, the entire Torah, has to be read in Loshen HaKodesh, then why would you need a special limud of Vehoyu to teach you that by Shema? So it must be that Shema needs to be in Loshen HaKodesh and nothing else does. So itzrich, you do need that limud mishum deksiv shema, because since it says shema and you might think b'chol loshon atashomeya, so to counter that you need the word v'hayu to teach you that it has to be b'loshon hakodesh. Now that we have a limud to teach us it has to be b'loshon hakodesh, you can't extrapolate from that that the rest of the Torah doesn't have to be b'loshon hakodesh, because the reason we needed this limud was to counter an impression left by another limud. So lema kasabi rabbanon kol haTorah kula b'loshon hakodesh nemra. So now flip the logic. So if the rabbanon are telling you here davka, and they have a limud for it that you can say shema in any language because of the word shema b'chol loshon atashomeya, that sounds like the rest of the Torah has to be b'loshon hakodesh, or else why would we need a separate loshon for a separate limud for shema? We're talking about kriyas haTorah b'beis haKnesses. Rashi says. The isol kadaitach b'chol loshon shama dechsev rachmana lamali itzrich mishum dechsev v'hayu. So they say the same thing about the word v'hayu. So since it says v'hayu, and that indicates more like Rebbe, there has to be b'loshon hakodesh. The rabbanon darshin shema b'chol loshon atashomeya, and that leaves kriyas haTorah having to be also b'loshon hakodesh. Right? That leaves kriyas haTorah b'chol loshon. And if according to Rebbe, where Vahayu has to be, and so that's why each one needs the limudim, the limudim of the other. Okay, that leaves us here. Yeah.